That's music from Les Baxter right here on WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, USA. My name is John. I'm with you until 8 o'clock every week. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. You may have noticed I have a new companion here on Thursdays. Troy with Sound Limit right before me, so he'll be on every Thursday from 6 to 7. So there's another reason to tune in besides me, right? And in fact, Troy's going to fill in for me next week. So when I said I'm on every week before, that was not exactly true. So there'll be a special two-hour edition of Sound Limit, and that'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. next week. I will confess that I am doing an experiment on you, dear listeners. I'm programming possibly a new block of automated programming from the station, focusing on the exotica genre. So I'm going to do an hour of that tonight and wait to see if anybody lines up at the door of the station here to try to burn it down. So in that set, we heard music most recently there from Les Baxter. We heard Temple of Gold from the 1960 Capitol Records release called The Sacred Idol. Before that, the man himself, Martin Denny, brought us Martinique. That's from Quiet Village, the exotic sounds of Martin Denny, released in 1959 on Liberty. We started the set with more modern music, a tribute to Martin Denny. We heard Combustible Edison brought us Breakfast at Denny's, get it, from the 1994 Sub Pop release called I Swinger. So we'll get right back into music now with another of the certifiable giants of the exotica genre. Here's Arthur Lyman. Ted Oletta and his orchestra right there with Quiet Village from the 1962 cameo release called Exotica, a track made famous, or more famous probably, definitely, by Martin Denny. Again, that one was Quiet Village. Before that, Monty Kelly brought us Tropicana from the album of the same name released on Somerset back in 1958. Also from 1958, ahead of that, Harry Brewer, his was Tropical Stephanie from the Audio Fidelity release from 1958 called Mallet Mischief. And we started off the set with Arthur Lyman, brought us Tropical from a Hi-Fi Records release back in 1959. Again, my name's John. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. We're doing something different tonight. I am experimenting on you for a possible new, probably Saturday morning block of programming exploring the Exotica genre. So, so far no one has appeared outside the station with a torch or pitchfork. I presume it would be a tiki torch if they were coming after me for playing this. It's going to get worse, folks. Here's Don Rauke with Poison Dart. Thank you. Stanley Black and his orchestra with Jungle Drums. That's from a record called Exotic Percussion, released on the London label in 1961. Before that, Tito Puente, probably the most known artist that I'll play tonight. His was called Jungle Holiday from a 1960 RCA Victor release called Tamba. And we started this at... No, there was more in there. Chano, the mysterious Chano, brought us Jungle Mood from an LP called Exotica, like a fourth of the records tonight are played from records called Exotica. That is, it's difficult to find out when that was released. I think probably 1958 or 1959, but the track that I played was compiled on a Dionysus Records release from 2006. Definitely going to find out more about Chano. Good stuff there. Started off the set with Don Rauke. We heard Poison Dart from his record called The Savage and Sensual Bongos from Warner Brothers release in 1960. This show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. I am experimenting on my listeners, playing a total hour of Exotica and related music in preparation for perhaps rolling this out in a Saturday morning time slot. So thank you for listening. So far, no one has shown up to throw a taboo idol or anything at the station and enact a curse on us for what I'm doing. So at any rate, you enjoy listening to the programming here on WRUULP, this show accepted, of course, please support the station with a donation. As an individual, you can give any amount, become a basic station member, or become a serious fan of the station. To check out different membership rates and to donate to WRU, go to wruu.org/individual. And select to donate monthly or subscribe to an annual membership. Again, to donate to the station, it's wruu.org/individual. And select to donate monthly or subscribe to an annual membership. Got it? Good. Thank you for listening and supporting us. Going to play some more music. Some programming notes for anybody who tuned in early tonight and caught some of Troy's new show called Sound Limits. Certainly interested in that. He'll be here every Thursday from 6 to 7. And next week, from 6 to 8, I will not be here. But I'll pay him back next month in May, when I'll do a two-hour show. Definitely not of the type of stuff that I'm playing tonight. We're going to get right back into it, more of this type of stuff. A crazy track called Night of the Tiger from Marco Polo, and that's Marco, M-A-R-K-K-O. Marco Polo Adventurers with Night of the Tiger. Thank you. Taboo for Two from the Tikiyaki Orchestra. That's from a record called Swingin' Sounds from the Jungle, for the Jungle Jet Set, released in 2009 on the Future Primitive label. proof again that this type of music is still being made, at least within the last decade. So that one was called Taboo for Two. Before that, just Taboo, T-A-B-U, they're both spelled that way, from Terry Snyder from the LP called Exotic Sound, out of Spain, the Belter label, Spanish label, released in 1959. And we started the set again with Night of the Tiger from Marco Polo Adventures. That's from a record called Orienta, released on RCA Victor in 1959. Again, I'm experimenting on you today with a possible programming concept that you might hear in the future if the island gods smile down upon me. We'll keep going. How about some music? Here's a latecomer to the scene. This is a Frankie Carl record from, way late, 1966. This is from a record called The Tropical Style of Frankie Carl. We're going to hear Strangers on the Shore right here on WRUU-LP. Thank you. another example of the modern type of exotic music. That was Mr. Ho's Orchestratica with Third River Rangoon from the LP of the same name, released in 2011 on the Mr. Ho's Orchestratica label. Before that, a really weird record from Eden Abaz called Eden's Island, The Music of an Enchanted Isle. The track we heard was called Trade Wind, so it's a 1960 release on Delphi. Exotica music with some kind of weird beat poetry over a lot of it. Definitely something you'd want to check out, I think. We started the set with the Tiki. No, that's all we had in that set. So, oh, it was Frankie Carl. We started with Stranger on the Shore from the tropical style of Frankie Carl, a late period release. Missed the boat, so to speak, on RCA Victa from 1966. Savannah Perceptions is up next, but running a bit late, so the experiment continues. Here's music from the Banduras, Lost Beach. Music from the Banduras right here on WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, USA. You're listening to 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are community radio with Global Soul. My name's John. If you're tuned in for Savannah Perceptions, hang tight. Lana is on her way, running a bit late. I'm here with you, conducting an experiment of a potential new programming block to come in the future. Not my normal show. If you have never heard my show, again, if you're tuning in for Savannah Perceptions, I'm on every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. with a show called Here It Is Tomorrow, except next week I will not be here. Troy, brand new show called Sound Limit. Well, occupy the 6 to 8 p.m. hour. Quick message for you. The Savannah Children's Choir presents the best of Duke Ellington's sacred concerts. Combining gospel and jazz, the work utilizes a jazz orchestra, singers, and a tap dancer. The best of Duke Ellington's sacred concerts will be on Sunday, April the 30th at 3 p.m. at the Lucas Theater. Tickets available at savannahboxoffice.com. Lucas Theater, definitely in the news today, wasn't it? If you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe you could Google it. A lot of people are upset about that. So anyway, back to the music. Patting you over until Savannah Perceptions is on the air, which will be any moment. Tonight's topic is gun violence in Savannah. So you'll want to stick around for that. And then later tonight, it's the Rockabilly Show called Rigor Mortis is on.